This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is South Carolina Republican Senator Jim DeMint. In recent days, Senator DeMint has called for a constitutional amendment establishing congressional term limits, 6 years or three terms for House members, 12 years or two terms for U.S. senators. So why is he calling for this now, and what type of reaction is he getting? And Senator, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you. And I've come to believe that term limits may be the most important policy change we could have in Washington. After 6 years in the House and now 5 years in the Senate, I realize that the folks who have been here several years are taking our country in the wrong direction. And the real problem is that Americans cannot see what we're doing, that we've made things so complex and bills so thick that it's hard for voters to judge what their representatives are really doing. I think the only way to have a citizen legislature that represents the views of the people is to have term limits for congressmen and senators, just like we do for our president.
Senator, one of the problems, of course, is that to get a constitutional amendment going forward is you need two-thirds in both chambers to get it to the states, which basically means you need two-thirds of federal lawmakers to agree that they need a career change. So how do you do that?
Well, it's not going to be done until the people decide it has to be done. There are several states that have imposed term limits on their state legislators, and only every time the people get a vote on this, they want term limits. It's going to be hard to do, but I think the sentiment around the country is growing as people look at what professional politicians have done with this endless spending and borrowing and the debt that's brought our country to the brink of economic disaster. I think the only way to turn this around is to bring a fresh rotation of people in with a fresh perspective regularly into Congress. And that's what the term limit movement was intended to do in the first place. And I think it's something that we need to get back to.
Let me have you respond to a couple of arguments that I'm sure are already popping up against this plan. Number one, I heard some folks saying this morning that you need certain people in Congress who have expertise. There are complex issues. You need to know how the process works on Capitol Hill. You can't just have a bunch of newcomers trying to run the show. What do you say to that?
Well, I guess they would make that same argument about our president. You know, we have had presidents who have had very little experience, and we don't make that a way to judge our president. We limit to 8 years how long our presidents can serve. But I would just tell these people who say we need folks with experience, how has that worked for us? That is what we've had the last several years, where senior members of the House and the Senate, people who have been here 10, 15, 20 years or more, have been running our country. How has that worked for us? It has put us in an incredible debt. Our dollar value is dropping. We have gotten the federal government into so many areas now that it shouldn't be in. And that is the result of seniority and experience. It's not the result of the new people who come here with fresh perspective.
Senator, there are also some, mostly on the other side of the aisle, who would say the last time we heard a big push for term limits was 1994, as part of the contract with America. Then Republicans got power, didn't really hear about term limits anymore. Now that they're back out of power, we're hearing about it again. They see some sort of political cynicism, perhaps on your part here. What do you say to them?
Well, I've limited my term ever since I came, and I did it voluntarily. I left the House after 6 years like I said I would, and I'm not going to serve more than two terms in the Senate. And this is something that I have worked on, as well as Tom Coburn and several others since we've been here. So it doesn't matter which party's in power. If you leave them here too long, power corrupts, and we need to make these changes if we're going to save our democracy.
What are you asking the people to do? You said it would be the people that would force this type of change.
Well, what they're already doing, they're standing up and speaking out. A lot of the folks who are coming to tea parties and town hall meetings and rallies in Washington, I see more and more signs about term limits. So I think there's a return to this idea that no matter what you think of your representative, you cannot tell how they're voting, because we have so many votes on the same thing. There are ways to disguise what people are really trying to do. If you want a good citizen representation system here in Washington, we're going to have to go to term limits, and it's going to require the people speaking out all over the country. I know it's going to be a tough road, but I just wanted to get back out there and help to lead the charge to see if we could start creating a movement.
What has been the reaction from your colleagues on the Hill?
Well, some just look the other way. they don't want to deal with it. But there's some like Sam Brownback or Kay Hutchison who are leaving, who are looking back over their time here and realizing that, we do have a problem with people who stay too long. They tend, because of the seniority system here, they're the ones that run all our committees. That's what happened to the Republican Revolution. You had this wave of new people coming in, but the senior guys were running all of the committees. We need to change that so we have a regular rotation of people who are coming in from the private sector who understand that our freedom really is based in free markets and free people, not in the government.
Senator, is there anything specific as to why you favor 6 years for the House and 12 years for the Senate as opposed to some other numbers?
Well, the bill just allows 3 terms in the House, which are 2-year terms. And in the Senate, we have 6-year terms, so we just limit it to 2 terms there. Those terms are longer. The idea that the Senate is to be the slower, more deliberative body, although that's changed in the last few years. And the House is supposed to be the House of the people. And I think if you have people coming and staying 6 years, you'll get the best and the brightest who will sign up for Congress knowing it's not going to be their career. I think you'd see our country move in a much better direction under a term limit constitutional amendment.
Senator, last question before we let you go, and it's on a different subject, but obviously it's now the ball is in the Senate's court on health care. What do you see moving forward here about what, if anything, the Senate's likely to produce before the end of the year?
Well, it's really hard to tell. I think that the American people, more and more, as they find out about this, are less and less supportive of a government-run health care system. And so I think the longer this takes, the more likely it is that a few Democrat senators will decide they don't want to walk the plank to try to pass this thing. I believe all the Republicans have stated that they are against a government-run plan. We've got lots of alternatives we would like for the president to consider. Unfortunately, he hasn't been willing to listen to them. So our goal is to stop this and start over and try to move things in the right direction rather than the direction it's headed right now.
Senator, as always, sir, great to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint, his book is Saving Freedom, We Can Stop America's Slide into Socialism. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.